And our special guests are the Pottolini brothers, long-time favourites of pantomime audiences all over Britain. Welcome, Fred and Bert Pottolini. Well,
thank you, yes, sir. This is our first time on radio, you know, Mr. Burskine.
Really? Yes. But you've been in show business for years, haven't you?
Oh, yes, yeah, but there ain't much call for pantomime animals on the wireless.
Oh, now, my dear old mate Percy Edwards, he works a lot on radio.
Well, Percy Edwards, he's a Mr. Edwards, I'll call him that. He's a naturalist.
Oh,
a naturalist, naturalist. I mean, he don't work in his own skin.
I beg your pardon?
Well, I mean, when I say he don't work in his own skin, I mean he do. Well, I mean he does. But not in his own pantomime skin, you see. You see, I'm a rat.
Oh, yes, it's a splendid skin. God, have you been wearing it for long?
Since 1929, yes. When I got it off me dad, he wanted to be buried in it, you know.
Very touching.
Mum was all for cremation, for obvious reasons, but I got the skin off him, you know. Wasn't easy.
No.
Wasn't he grown into it?
Yes, and you've worn it ever since?
Professionally, yes. When resting, no.
Yeah. And your brother?
Yeah. Come on, Bert. Show yourself.
I mean, welcome. Bert Pottolini is amazing. He's just like a giant goose.
Yes, Bert is famous as a goose in Mother Goose. Yeah. Of course, the costume's our own design.
Really?
It's made out of aluminium. Oh. Well, what we nicked off a Zeppelin, what come down near Cuffley in the First World War. Cuffley.
Ah, fascinating.
Mr. Littler, that was a famous pantomime impresario. He said that Bert gave him the best goose he'd ever had.
Really? Do you have other skins?
Oh, yes. Well, I play King Rat, of course. That's my speciality. Yeah. All the kids hate me. Yeah. And then Bert, he alternates goose with Dick Whittington's cat. Oh, he's a great cat, he's Bert. Oh, he's a real cat. All the way.
How so?
He's been done by the vet.
That's real devotion to his art.
Oh, yes. Like Michael Parkinson.
Oh, yes. Do you still work a lot? I mean, pantomime seems to be going out of fashion.
Well, of course, the season is shorter. Yes, shorter. It used to be 16 weeks.
And nowadays?
Fortnight. Oh. Yeah, sometimes a month. Yeah. But what it's there, we always work, you know. Oh, yeah, we'll even work as a cow.
Ah, yes, the cow in Jack and the Beanstalk, where Jack sells it for a bag of beans.
Yeah, the kids like that bit, you know. The bag of beans. They cry their little eyes out when we get a little... We don't like working the cow, you know. It's a bit dangerous, especially out of town.
Oh, how so?
Well, you'd be surprised how many bloody bulls get loose, mate, out of town. It's very nasty.
Oh, yeah.
Very nasty. Mm. But while we got the goose skin, we'll always work in pantomime.
It's very realistic. It's quite unique, isn't it? It's quite unique. Incredible.
Yes, yes. Well, of course, that's because of the egg-laying mechanism. You see, we got the bombing machinery out of the old Zeppelin, what went down at Cuffley. Yeah. Modified it a bit, and, well, Bob's your uncle. Show him, Bert. Go on, lay one, Bert. Lay one.
Very impressive. What is the egg made of?
Well, it's a 100-pound Bosch bomb. Defused, of course.
Incredible.
Yeah, he always gets him, you know. Bert can only carry two since he had to wear the appliance. Yeah. Lay the other one, Bert!
What's on you that one day?
Bert check bound. Here, mate! Here! He's doing an ornithologist in the arse!